Tape 2, September 14th, 93. Thank you, Commander.
We're in a time of chaos. And it will get worse. I promise you, it will get much worse. Does that mean it's all over? No. Like the alcoholic or the addict whose life is being destroyed by their own actions, it always requires they get into what is the gutter or the depths. And then they either kill themselves, will you do that as a nation? Or they come up out of the gutter and they heal themselves. And you're not down as low as you can get. It just seems that way. But you are not. You will not be there until every one of you are dead, incarcerated, or whatever else is planned to bring control and depopulation of this planet. How terrible that they would foist birth control methods off on the people of Brazil. Your president did that. He has sterilized almost all the women of Brazil. Bush. And the little street children that didn't get aborted, because you see, they are religious down there. And they're poor. And an abortion costs money. So the little children go out in the streets and they're starving, so they interfere with tourists and they feed from the stores and they like to eat and they like to have a little money and they always have a sister to take, you know, this sort of thing. So what happens? Organized police bands shoot them. You are in a world of hell. When you cannot even visit your own nation without getting killed because you go on a vacation. It is serious. And it is right exactly according to the plan. So no matter what they get up there and say, they lie. It will not be better. Even if they wanted to make it better today, they cannot make it better. You have to stop this massive earthshock and bring this to a stop. And before that will be allowed to happen, you are going to have massive earth upheavals of its own right. So the big threat of this mouth actually is no threat at all. And they know it. These are not the CIA. This is a greedy little woman who always said, I won't sell it because I expect that property to be more expensive than downtown Santa Monica, where I bought a lot when I was 20. She is a shrewd businesswoman. It's not the CIA or the government, my friend. I think all of you will notice a real lack of those gentlemen being at your door. And if you haven't noticed that lack, I want you to take note of it now. You have come a long way, baby, when you would rather see the SWAT team, the ATF, at your door than the local sheriff with another confounded paper. And Dorma's there. It doesn't mean she wants the ATF to drop on over. It's just that they don't do anything. And the ATF knows it. And that's the way you have to live your life. Under these circumstances. And this is how you can live your life in a godly way. And also within the laws of the land. Anything on that property that is against the law has been planted there. Does that mean that it could not happen? As long as it can be planted there, it probably will happen. And you have to be prepared that you may well be discounted before the world. It always sounds okay when I tell you that up front. I told Dharma in 1987, we may even have to allow you to be totally discredited before your friends and neighbors in this village. They were remarkably well loved in this community before they went to work for God. Can you survive it? Come now. Are you lesser for having George Green go his way with the adversary? No, you are consciously pained by it happening. Why would it bother you at all? Because you are so insecure in your own inner system. You are humble. And they know where to hit you. They hit you right between your doubting eyes, don't they, Thomas? They know where to hit you. They hit you where you would never function. They blame you with something you would never do because it would be so heinous to you. They hit you by saying you lied, cheat, steal, and did them in for something. Whatever they have done, because it is an exact reflection. George Green stole gold. I don't know how more blunt you can put it. And still, after all of this time, he can still continue to throw stones at these ones. And they take it. Because Dharma goes and says, well, maybe I hurt Desiree or George some way. Maybe they had a right to steal from me. They did not steal from you, sweetheart. They stole from God. Do you see the difference? You are stewards. You are stewards. And you come here wanting to serve, and God has to let you see what you can do. And if you cannot be a good steward, do you want us just to pour more on you for them to have? To do you in? I won't do it. I will not do it. And if you cannot bring the inner strength with God along to match that, Then we have to wait a little longer, or we have to park you over here. And yet it's painful when you get a letter that says, yes, you sit up there, you sit up there. Doris sits up here and says, if you don't like it in here, go. So yeah, it would be fine, Leon says, to just go and let you have my money. He cannot remember from one letter to the next what in the world he said in the other one with his unconditional love. Doris has no care to hurt him and nobody. She doesn't even know them. And George has the money that he wants. He stole it. And Leon will be the first to say it was because of George that I came in. All right, this is George's program. And these ones continue to have to swallow the hell for it. Forget it. And that I'm not supposed to speak of it. Because somehow it's defaming. Do I want to hurt a little child like Ann Beam? Why in the world would I, in charge of a space command, wish to personally hurt a child who doesn't understand her way? Especially one that I thank for taking care of one of my precious children, Esther. And to spout unconditional love becomes the biggest lie of all. And Leon had to respond again, you see, because Doris had responded to someone who wrote and inquired and sent a copy of Leon's letter to him. She is not supposed to be human. Wrong, people. She just happens to be a translator. She is no different from anyone in this room. And she's getting a little bit sick of being the only translator, because it means she's got to go do these other things. But do we need 14 translators? No, because you would get 14 versions. And you only need one in truth. Does that mean that every word that comes out of her mouth is going to be absolute truth and absolute knowledge and absolute, you know? No. She's no different than anyone else. And she has some opinions too, but she's never given an opportunity really, except maybe down with the sheriffs. You see, it is first name basis now. I hope you noticed that. I also want you to know that these are top men. Top men. Top. T-O-P. In SWAT training. One of these and several others from this town went to Moscow to train with KGB officers. And they did half the training. It was an Well, Norman just doesn't really like being that close to the SWAT team. Do you see how you get caught into corners? You're just trying to do what you're guided to do. And yet, you are not allowed to have an opinion or a feeling or an emotion or a human response without being bombarded back like this. Norma made a statement last night that is overwhelming. It is incomprehensible. She cannot relate to anything that goes on in the higher realm. She cannot relate to what she is doing over there with some bottles of Giandriana, that has any, it could even remotely have anything important to this world. Or she wouldn't have it. And she certainly wouldn't be doing stuff to it that she doesn't understand. And to be given the gift of putting this stuff together, oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? You've got to now decide what size baggie to put it in, what kind of a twisty tie, and how do you package it large enough that ones are getting enough and can still eat the product or take the product or literally right down to the color of the product so that ones out there in this world don't pick up one bottle thinking it's the other one, which wouldn't hurt them either way. And should I take a teaspoon of this four times a day or four teaspoons once a day? What do you mean? Well, she doesn't mean anything. And to get the confusion down, we are able to work from that confusion. So you can't stop confusing her just because she shouts and yells and says, don't hear it. We've already got. Just because Carbrugia got to be a little bit of a problem, we cannot manufacture, we cannot grow enough to put everybody onto Carbrugia separately. But we can have plenty to put into the drink that I'm going to ask you to take. And she says, well, how will that get enough in, you know, for the first 2 days? Because, precious, you take more of it the first 2 days. You once have a tendency to turn it into a mountain. And the last thing I want you to do is consider this a medical program. You can get all of your stuff in your starter package and go home and eat it all. I am really going to get rid of whatever I think may be wrong. With most of you, there ain't anything wrong. So your thrust should be a little different. But I know that all of you are going to try this. And then you're going to wake up 2 days later and say, well, I don't feel any different. You probably are going to feel a little worse. My gosh, you're going to be overstuffed. But you'll feel so good then, 2 days later, when you finally wise up and stop your overdoing. You cannot go, I'm telling you now, you cannot go from taking no aloe vera to taking something with a lot of aloe vera in it without getting sick to your tum-tum. And yet you will be getting no real aloe vera. Everything will have been worked over by Giandriana and completely cleaned out. You will think that you are drinking water. But the residual of that will very frequently make you drunk. Now, if there is no other reason than to go hog wild over the bottle of drink, it's that. You will feel very, very light and gay. So enjoy. And it doesn't matter if you get 10 drops too many or 10 drops too few. We are replacing your body. How will we know? Well, that's what that tape is going to be for. Dorma has not even had an opportunity to listen back through the tape she made. And because we had promised the subliminal tape of some kind, she finally dug out one that I had had her make for Helen and Hemet for healing. So that you can play some nice guitaro music or Emerald Web or something that is unrecognizable to you. And I always insist that everything she does subliminally, you'll be able to hear a word or two along. That got to be such a great, big, honking, hypnotic, wonderful selling tool that everybody was into the subliminal weight loss, smoking, everything. Oh, there was nothing on the tape. How about a subliminal ocean scene where we're going to stop you smoking, improve nothing on the tape but the ocean? And I want to tell you, if you sit for an hour and stare at a television screen with nothing but the ocean waves coming in, you are going to go into a trance. So I insist there is a bleed through of voice from time to time. Your professionals will say that is not a professional take, that would never happen. I don't care. We are not offering a professional system of something or other. We are trying to allow man to help, hopefully heal himself at the lowest price he can do it. And you know what they don't like about it? They don't like it just like George Merkel doesn't like it, because you're going to undersell him with a better product. You know what this man did to Wes Miller, our friend? Wes man, I'm sorry. Thank you. Wes Miller is also our friend. One's in Canada, however, the other is in New Mexico. They were going to have Mr. Merkel come up and do a seminar for them. And it came time for ticketing. And they ticketed him a regular ticket. No way. You get me a first class ticket or I will not come. My suggestion is have him not come. And why does it cost $90 for a quart of this stuff? Because, oh, well, he imports his fruit from Switzerland. You don't need any fruit, my friend. You've got a fruit going here, but it is a fruit cake. Yes, you have expense, and yes, you've got an investment in it. But that is just flat greed. And his have no life come down in them. And therefore, yours won't work. Also, I'm sure that no one in here ever remembers sending any such thing to Hungary. But do you know that your product, that swamp water, has literally killed people in Hungary? You could introduce strychnine into Gondriana. And if you don't get too much in there, it will purify it. It's going to be very hard to kill anybody with that bottle of anything. And you let those little buggers get hungry enough, a virus doesn't stand a prayer. It's all right. Do you understand? It is all right. Also, ones up there left our product to go back with him because of what he said. But then I believe they were selling it in his in little 2-ounce bottles, so he's going to sue them. And also one or the other up there is selling his tape, and they ended up selling it for less than he sells it for, although they give him the same amount of money, he's going to sue them too. Well, we had to wait until this year to play out all of these little facets. I honor the man for what he has done. You may think I despise George Green. I do not. I honor and respect and appreciate everything that George Green has done. Right to the latest of sending out Leon's letter blanket to everybody. The moment you stop respecting your enemy, you're lost. And the moment you fail to appreciate that which you gain by that which they foolishly do, you're in real serious trouble. I respect my enemy. I know how clever and shrewd he is. And it makes you careful. And if you do not have the experience of confronting these things, you better get it now, or you're not going to know what to do when it is imperative that you act properly. And a lot of the things that come back to rest on your head that you said or you did or you let slip, if it hits you hard enough when it comes back, you will not do it a second time. This chair up here is very much like the penitentiary chair in Huntsville, Texas. It's the electric chair, where you don't really even get to participate in what is going on in this room until much later, and yet you're catching all the flack from the electricity. Well, that is exactly what is planned for this world, and it's happening. And they are purposely putting you back to sleep and back to sleep and back to sleep. And if you don't go to sleep from what they tell you, then they hit you with these beam blasts. And yes, I want Gondriana to go out to this world. Everyone have an opportunity to have it. And we've got someone who wants to do that. And he knows a lot of people in the CIA, too, in the FDA. And he handles a product that has been a good and acceptable and well-received product for over 20-some-odd years. And they have clinics in Mexico where they are able to utilize oxygen and peroxides and things like that to really heal you. And they have a massive national network. I can't ask Jack and Daleen to burden themselves with this. This isn't their major purpose. any more than Dorma's major purpose is to make a loaf of bread or rods. You do what you need to do to get us through this period of time. And then your relief comes when you can sit back and kind of oversee things or deal with something new that must be attended for me. And put that into the hands of ones who are professional, and that is their business.